All right, so you're listening to this podcast right now, London is Blue, and guess what? We host our podcast on anchor.fm. That's right. If you're looking to host your own podcast, this is the easiest free way to get started. It's got a content creation tool, allows you to record and the podcast right from a phone. That's right. Don't even need a computer, but you can do it there too. They'll also help you distribute it, which is probably the most challenging part. You don't want to have to mess with that. They got you covered. You can get it right on a Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as well as any other place podcasts are found. And you know what? You can monetize it too. Make a little cash for sharing your great content with the world. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one individual place. So you know what? Head over to your app store, download the Anchor app, or head to anchor.fm to get started if you're ready to launch your podcast and make it happen.
Hi, this is Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
This is William.
I'm Mason Mount. You're listening to the London is Blue podcast.
All right, Chelsea fans, welcome back to one of my favorite type of podcasts that we do here. Myself, Brandon, with Dan and Nick. This, let's see, Dan, is what we like to call a preview pod, but not for a match.
Oh, no. This is the London Trip Preview Podcast. It's a podcast in which we try to just outline for our listeners, Nick, the escapades that we'll get up to, the matches we're going to see, some thoughts about what we're looking for ahead of another trip to London, and also an opportunity to guess just how many years you're going to take off your life with the liver damage you're going to do with your alcohol consumption.
And remember, just my alcohol consumption. Nobody else on this show drinks. So that's...
You consume for the group.
Yeah, remember, drink responsibly.
Yeah, so I mean, I think general shenanigans will occur. Very excited about the shenanigans. Very excited to see some of our friends who live in London and who are going to be around to hang out. And very excited, Brandon, for the football, as that is the primary, secondary, and third reason that we are going.
Tertiary. But yeah, we'll run with that.
Sure.
So we will be going to be talking about some matches that we'll be in attendance for. We'll be talking about some specifics of them. And then we'll do a little preview of a day trip we might or might not, but definitely are taking inside of Europe to a very special place in Chelsea's history. So real quick, let's just jump into the preview side. So we are heading out. We will be in London from the 21st to the 29th of September, which means we will get to see the Liverpool match. We will get to see the Grimsby Town Carabao Cup match, and we will get to see the Brighton match. Jam-packed schedule, Nick.
Yes, it'll be fast and furious for sure. Obviously being there for Liverpool, Dan, is going to be something really special, and you know, something that we kind of targeted when the schedule's announced. Given kind of the state of affairs, you know, it may not be as easy of a match as maybe Brighton might be or something, but the atmosphere in there is just going to be insane.
Well, it's Chelsea preventing the end of days again by making sure that we beat Liverpool, prevent them from winning the title, and probably have to go on to win it ourselves because we don't need Spurs doing it either. So, yeah, just another opportunity to see Chelsea do a madness in person. How can you pass it down? Turn down.
You really can't, obviously. So some of the events we'll be doing while we are in London is obviously we will be at the Atlas on the evening of September 21st. All are welcome. And then we've got the Cock Tavern before all the matches. We will obviously always be at the Cock Tavern with Chidge and the gang. And then obviously while we're there, feel free to tweet or message us at London Blue Pod on Twitter, Instagram. And we will definitely try to connect with as many people, and we'll be doing updates. So for all of you stateside, apologize that we post a lot of updates of where we are and where we're going.
It's not bragging. It's not a bragging session. It's
purely
literally trying
functional.
To connect.
It's just scheduling at its best. And then that's pretty much it. There's nothing to celebrate, nothing to think about giving special mention to.
No, it's just getting the matches, right?
Are you sure?
Friday the 27th.
There's another bullet down there if you wanted to read that.
A bullet bourbon?
Sure. That'd be nice. It will be Nick's birthday while we're there. I think this is why he planned it. I can't confirm. But we'll be going out for dinner and having a good little time celebrating Nick's 62nd birthday.
Well, all the gray hairs would lead you to believe that I am indeed 62 years old. But yeah, very excited about that. It's cool to spend your birthday in a wonderful place, one of my favorite places in the world. So
yeah,
excited to see what Dan has concocted for a reservation and see where we go from there. So yeah, cool. And I appreciate all the love from all of our friends over there.
Yeah, if you like experimental Ethiopian tasting menus, then you're in for a treat, Nicholas.
Yes! Boom.
I can only imagine there will be the obligatory stop at the wonderful cigar shop just a block away from Stamford Bridge.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 62. I don't have that much time left, so you know, it's time to live it up.
All right, so Liverpool match, Dan. Really, as usual, it's up to Chelsea to help decide the league title, and as Norwich beat City recently, Liverpool seemed to kind of be in the driving seat a little bit. So how much does the Super Cup still sting? And the loss at the end of the season at Anfield, 2-0. I mean, we've got a chance for redemption and excitement now.
Yeah, and we saw that we were, you know, we really drew a match versus Liverpool. I don't, you know, you say we, you know, we lost. I think it was an unfortunate just constructed the type of match that it was, that it was on penalties that we had to give the hand the trophy over. But ultimately, I would say is that, you know, this is a defining moment match for us. You know, I think similar getting to see Tottenham play at the Bridge. I've had a chance to see Arsenal play at the Bridge and lose in hilarious fashion, which was wonderful. Getting to go watch us beat up on Liverpool, destroy their dreams, be the bearer of everything bad and awful upon them is going to be magnificent. So I think it will only sting is if we can't find a way forward. And if we do adapt to this three at the back, really more defensive solidity, get the players like N'Golo Kante back on the side before then, Nick, I think we've got every shot of making this extremely difficult for Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to part one of this week, and you'll know the back five, the back three specifically, you know, could be a thing that we do. You know, I think in previous matches against Liverpool, the game is won and lost in the midfield, and you just pray to God that N'Golo Kante is healthy, actually healthy, not like fake healthy like he's been for the Super Cup and for the Europa League final, and that he's able to really dominate, because he's a world-class player, he's a difference maker, and you know, I think that could be a massive thing for that match. I mean, we all kind of know about the injuries that we have mounting up, so it's possible, Brandon, that we see, you know, a little bit of a different approach than maybe we saw in the Super Cup, and get the speed on the counter and really just make it happen.
Right. And you know, while we've gotten to, you know, see Chelsea play last season under Maurizio, it's almost like a whole new team. And the irony is that we had a transfer ban. You know, and so I, you know, it'd be interesting to kind of run around the circle real quick and say who you're most excited to see again, ironically, because they're technically not new players. You know, while it'd be easy for me to continue to say Kepa, my love, my goalkeeper union friend, I am actually really excited to see Tammy play personally. He has been on fire, but most importantly, the striker position is so important, obviously, you know, to Chelsea and to every team. I just want to see how he plays. I mean, he's scored a wide variety of goals, and he's done it against championship teams and now Premier League teams as well. I'm just really excited to see, you know, the tactical side that you don't always get to see from them, of his movement and his awareness, kind of the runs he makes and things. I'm most excited about Tammy. Dan, I know you have an alternative option that you're excited for.
Yeah, but for similar reasons. It's about what you don't get to see on a television broadcast where you can really scan the entirety of the pitch. And I think getting to see Mason Mountain in person and watching kind of the off-the-ball work that he gets a chance to do is going to be really exciting. You know, I think he offers a lot in terms of defensive responsibility and kind of consistent pressing, really helping bring the idea of what Frank wants to do alive on the pitch. And And I think it's easy maybe to overlook some of those things in a broadcast. And so, Nick, I'm pretty excited to see those in person. But I'm curious where you land.
I mean, there are two that I look at that are not the two that you guys mentioned, although, I mean, those are the two kind of hot hands right now that you would play. When thinking back to the Super Cup, you know, two of the standout performances were Mateo Kovacic and Christian Pulisic. Kovacic obviously somehow recovered in a week from an Achilles injury on international duty, and then played, you know, I think really well for, you know, about 79, 80 minutes yesterday. Then, you know, thinking about Pulisic, he gave Robertson all he could handle. And obviously, as Americans, we're all going to kind of look at him, you know, if he can get the chance to play in a high-profile match like this to see how he does. But it would be a merit-based thing, kind of looking back on how that game evolved. There was a lot of runs in behind. He was unlucky to be slightly offside for a goal. I mean, I think there's just, you know, a lot to like about his style against a kind of higher line of Liverpool, although they're defensively pretty sound. I think he's one that I think we're all going to look for, but Kovacic was a stud in the Super Cup, and I hope that he also helps boss the midfield.
Yeah, you know, look, I've got Liverpool players in my FPL, and they are not keeping clean sheets, so the opportunity is there right now. Predictions. Dan, you've slotted yours right away, so I'm going to go ahead and let you lead off with this. Then we'll go to Nick. Then I will come in at the end.
Yeah, I mean, Chelsea are going to help avoid the apocalypse, the end of days. They're going to solve climate change, and they're going to win 2-1 as long as N'Golo Kante is healthy, because he is a primary part of fixing the CO2 problem as well.
Yep, he runs clean. I think the thing I would look at is, you know, I think let's all assume that he's healthy and is going to play. I think we're back to a 4-3-3 if he does. And I also think that we're going to end in a 1-1 draw. And so I think as a result and where we're at in the season, how we, you know, how this young team saw us to grow, that would be a pretty solid result. Obviously, I want us to win, but I've been wrong about a shit ton of stuff this year. So maybe I'll be wrong this time and we'll get the win, Brandon.
Right. You know, I'm going 1-1 as well. And that's me being very optimistic. I don't think too many Chelsea fans are going into this match expecting a win. You know, I think a lot of fans will be happy with the draw, probably expecting it not to go that well. And that's a part of the building project. If you're going to give two goals away at Sheffield, you know, haven't kept a clean sheet, there are some things that you just have to accept. And when you're playing, as we have to give them credit for, the European champions, they are undefeated this season. It's not going to be easy. And all we can hope is that Chelsea go toe-to-toe. We'll see Lampard make some tactical changes. It's just a good test for our young players to go out and, you know, compare themselves to one of the best teams in England. So this is probably a good litmus test for the top four, but it by no means is it definitive like it could be in other seasons. That's kind of the way I'm looking at it. Okay, well, the next match we are going to get into, we still have Grimsby and we still have Brighton. But real quick, Nick, as a part of us going to London, we've got some really exciting, you know, stuff that we get to do with our partners. And I think it would be important for us to kind of shout them out and the help and support that they are giving us.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, none of this is possible without your support as listeners and our sponsor support. So, Classic Football Shirts, we are going to be doing a nice little video for them while we're over there, maybe investigating some of the best Chelsea kits of the last 25 years. I don't know. Maybe we're going to have a little fun with that. So that's one thing that we're going to be doing while we're there. Obviously, they just had their biggest sale of the year, but they are still the best spot to go get Chelsea merch that is not brand new, that you can go look at kind of some of the older stuff if you prefer it. So do that. Talisman caps, code LondonBlue10 still stands. So, you know, that's 10% off $35 or more. We're going to have another really cool contest coming soon that will involve some new merch from them, new Chelsea specific merch. And then we're also, you know, thinking about some London is Blue style stuff that could be really interesting with them. So stay tuned on that front. Just a little bit of a piece there. And then World Soccer Shop, we obviously have our contest in progress right now. You need to go enter that bad boy for a chance to win one of Chelsea's three new 2019-2020 kits. And then obviously you can go use the code LONDONPOD for 10% off. Just want to say thanks to all those guys for helping us do what we do.
Okay, so next match on our agenda is the Grimsby Town match in the Carabao Cup. So I don't know anything about Grimsby Town.
You're not a big Grimsby Town expert?
Did you even watch Grimsby Town? Honestly, I don't know. But what we do know, right, is that this is an opportunity that comes in specifically the Carabao Cup to play the youth, essentially. But to give a little context, Dan, where are Grimsby Town? What league do they play in? And are they any good?
If you've ever listened to a Rewatchables podcast from The Ringer, they call it half-ass internet research. And that's basically what we did here. I pulled up some stuff from Wikipedia. So Grimsby Town Football Club is a professional football club based in Cleethorpes, North East Lincolnshire, England, that competes in League Two, the fourth tier of the English Football League system, nicknamed the Mariners. The club was founded as Grimsby Pelham in 1878, changed its name to Grimsby Town a year later, and moved into its current stadium, Blundell Park, in 1898. They're the most successful of the three professional league clubs in the historic Lincolnshire, being the only one to play top flight English football. It's also the only club of the three to reach the FA Cup semifinal, doing so on two occasions. They also spent more time in the English first and second tiers than any other club from Lincolnshire. And Nick, we have actually played them in the last 20 years or so.
Yeah, I mean, quite a bit, actually. There's a 96 match, there's an 84 match, there's an 83 match. It's been a little while, but this is for Chelsea, usually a cup competition type of opponent. Obviously, we're not playing in the same division. But to Brandon's point, the real emphasis, the reason that we're so excited to go to this match is because we will probably get to see, some of our younger studs get a real chance to play. And, that's really exciting. It's also really exciting to give some of our first teamers a little bit of a rest potentially.
Right. So, you know, the amount of players that we maybe we'll get to see, right? Should be a little bit more exciting. I'm expecting to see Mishi. I'm looking forward to see Mishi get some minutes. Hopefully this would be a good chance for some of the injury minute guys to get some competitive ones. Obviously, Reece James and Callum Hudson-Odoi both played limited minutes in the development squad this past week. So, Nick, I guess, who are you looking forward to hopefully seeing in that Grimsby Town match?
Yeah, I mean, like the obvious one's Callum. You know, I think Callum is a guy who still needs match time that's not Premier League intensity, and so this would provide him a really great chance. The other one is, you know, if he's back from injury, it would be Billy Gilmore potentially coming into the side, and we've already kind of seen him play. So this is a really exciting chance to see some of these young studs, and, you know, I think, you know, Dan, even Chelsea Youth mentioned a couple of U18s potentially having a chance in Motson and Angerin to potentially make the squad, if not play. So could be real young.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be excited about. But look, I don't think anyone who is hyped on Reece James watched enough of Wigan play last season to be a specialist or an expert on him. So I think getting a chance to see Reece play, getting him to see him potentially play with some complement of first team players is the thing that I would be most looking forward to. You know, obviously, he did have a chance to play in a PL2 match just recently as he's kind of, you know, rehabilitating himself at the moment. But I think, again, it's about tempering the appropriate expectation and making sure that we don't overhype someone. I think it's going to be nice to potentially have a rotational option at right back, but it'll be nice to finally see the mythical, the legendary Reece James in person, Brandon?
I don't think he's mythical at all. I think he's very, very real, and we will hopefully get to see him.
Well, I'm talking about the construct that the social media has made him almost like a Herculean individual. And like he has not kind of completed the 12 tasks yet, so we should maybe just pause a little bit and pour just a touch cool water on it.
I've never seen a right back that can solve so many problems on his own, but it will be fantastic. Quick score predictions. Obviously, this is even more tricky than Premier League match because you're not going to have a full starting 11. They're not going to have experience. You don't really know what kind of, you know, is Grimsby beginning to take it serious? Are they, you know, is this a distraction for them in their season? Nick, you've already thrown up some fingers. So for the audio version of this podcast, what's your prediction?
3-0. Cruz, I think we'll have a couple at half, finish it off. I'm sure Mishi will score two or three of those.
Dan?
Yeah, when you make that many changes to a starting 11, I think the first thing that starts to slip is defensive solidity. So we will ship at least a goal. So I'm predicting a 4-1 victory.
I like it. I'm going to go 4-2 because I want it to be exciting. And who knows what that back line is going to look like. All right. And wrapping it up from the match perspective is Brighton and Hove. Albion. So as the men in Blazers would probably say, we have to play Brighton and Hove this match. Yeah, kind of like Trinidad fair. And Tobago. So we'll see how this goes. Obviously, Brighton barely hung on last season. I wouldn't say they are absolutely killing it this season. So look, I think if you kind of break up our matches, Liverpool, you're going to see premium football. You know, some of the best you get to go, highly competitive. Grimsby Town, you get to see
extra premium football,
a deep squad. Brighton, we're expecting a win. No one wants to cross the Atlantic and not see Chelsea win. This is the one we've earmarked is should absolutely be a win, Nick. And that's pretty much where I'm at on that.
So Chelsea have played Brighton a handful of times throughout history. We have not lost to Brighton since 1933.
So, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I mean, it was while Dan was still a young pup, but I mean, I think the point is from a talent standpoint, from a home atmosphere standpoint, we still haven't won a match at home yet. I mean, which is a little scary. So we gotta go crush this one. And yeah, I'm excited to see, you know, maybe a little bit of squad rotation come back in from the Grimsby Town affair and make sure that we are playing up to our level. I mean, Brighton's admittedly playing better so far than they were under Chris Hughton, Dan, so it might be a little tougher than what we experienced last year.
Yeah, I don't think their results currently give me much hope that I think they'll put up a fight. I mean, they beat looks like a championship-bound Watford at the moment. They drew level with West Ham. Southampton beat them, and Southampton do not look good at all so far this season. Obviously, they got whapped on the nose by City and they drew to Burnley at home. So I don't know what to anticipate from this match other than just a dominant victory. Given the way that we've worked this season, I don't expect a clean sheet either, but I think it would be foolish to project anything other than taking all 3 points, particularly at home and against a side that, you know, ideally is probably going to struggle this season to stay up and be amongst those teams in the 12 to 20 slots.
Yeah, I definitely can agree with that. I think the fact that they're in 16th right now is probably a happy position for them because it's not 18th, 19th, or 20th. But there's also a lot of season left to go. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think any of us are predicting clean sheets for a while. but we can predict the win without a doubt. Okay. Are you guys ready to take our audience down a little bit of a sneak peek?
Whoa. Actual score predictions, though.
Yeah, what are you?
Come on. No, you don't get off that easy.
I'm not that bothered by it. If we could get out with, again, a 2-1 victory, I'm fine. I'm happy. It's a long week. 3 matches in 6 days, 7 days. They're going to be tired.
I think it'll be 3-1. 3-1 Chelsea.
4-1 Chelsea.
It's like a bidding war.
Ha. It's like he just prices righted me. He just went up by a goal like a dollar.
Okay, cool. So yeah, like kind of as I alluded to, we've got something kind of special going on, Nick, that while we're there, not only are we just taking in matches as fans, not only are we just catching up with friends and sharing drinks and, you know, soaking up the culture of London, this is kind of an exciting first step for us.
Indeed. You guys know from our previous trips that these are business trips for us as much as they are pleasure. Our goal is to always record some exclusive content or some different types of, you know, content than we normally would, just to give you a little bit of a different perspective. We know that, you know, our normal cadence is pretty uninterrupted throughout the year, except when we do these things. So this time we have something pretty special going on, and we're going to detour a little bit from London, although we love it so, to go to Munich, Germany for a day. And you might be asking, well, why Munich? I mean, only for 100 reasons. The first being that I believe it's called, Dan, Oktoberfest. Is it? Did I get that right? Or what's happening there?
Yeah, typically we butcher names and pronunciations on this show, but it's just A-plus effort there.
Thank you. And so they have some sort of beer thing going on that Brandon couldn't, you know, get us not to do. So he's trying beer for the first time, by the way. I'm really excited for him just to see how he likes it.
Lies.
But we're excited to go to Oktoberfest. Obviously a bucket list item for a lot of us, and it's something that we're just psyched to do. But while we're there, Dan, we're also going to do a little bit of content. We're going to make sure that we recap one of the greatest nights in Chelsea's history.
Yeah, you know, just a little look behind the curtain. We're trying to put together some content around the historic Champions League run. And, you know, we also might see what happens if you wear some historic vintage 2011-2012 Chelsea kits in Munich, like a Cech or a Drogba or a Lampard, and gauge the reaction. So yeah, we're very much looking forward to it. I think we've got nothing but thumbs up from people, as it's a thing to go do and have a great time, Brandon, and we're looking forward to it.
Right. I've never been to Germany. I've never been to authentic Oktoberfest, and just the fact that we can be right outside that stadium in Munich during the greatest night of Chelsea's history is really exciting, that the opportunity popped itself up. So yeah, what a cool little thing that you guys brainstormed on your weekend together. And I'm excited to benefit from that.
Yeah, Dan and I were in Seattle. I was visiting him for a weekend in August. And we were thinking about, like, hey, what are some day trips that we could do? Maybe Scotland or Brussels, Belgium. And then I was like, you know, what if that was happening, and just the timing worked out. So in addition to that, we're obviously hoping to get to align with our friends at the club and maybe get some player content. We did that survey at the end of last season, just so that we kind of see who you guys were most interested in hearing from. So we'll see if that actually happens or not. We never know until we get there, pretty much, if that's going to be a thing. So we're just pumped and we're excited. And if you are in the vicinity in England during this time period and want to meet up with us, we'd love to do that. We'll give you a sticker. We'll give you a hug. We'll buy you a beer, whatever you want. We'll make it happen, because it means the world to us that people actually care about what we do with this show. And we'd love to just say thanks.
Right. So it'd be a first one for us, right? Well, actually it'd be a second time we've gone without a group. But that doesn't mean group trips are off the table. It's just the timing worked. It was an opportunity for us. So we will be going back, and, you know, as you've heard from all the local fans, they're so excited with the energy and the positivity around the club right now and the momentum. So, it was just too hard for us not to take in. So, we're going to do just that. So anyways, ton of awesome content's going to be coming from us from London. As always, you can find it on our social media profiles. Keep an eye on the YouTube channel. Keep an eye on your podcast apps as well, because it's going to be, as always, a great time. So, yeah, until next time, Chelsea fans, we'll be in London. Keep the blue flag flying high. Deuces.